It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
Fucking Nestorius Public Radio Show. Hey, yo, Busted, it's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know where you are. Your rice milk is expired. You haven't done laundry in about 3 months. Your shit is whack, but you paid your internet bills. That's why you tuned in. You tuned in live to the end of P and the motherfucking R, the Nestorius Public Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? On SkidRowStudios.com. My name is Nestor Rodriguez. What's up? A.K.A.
Yo, it's Nestorius and the motherfucking Mike. Yo, we got your free love, your gluten-free, your free Tibet, your free for the people.
The OPP, you don't stop because you're chilling with me.
Yeah, you know, it's good to be back.
That's my man Simon.
It's good to be here.
That's my man Simon Kaufman.
Yo, yes, sir.
Yo, you want some crazy shit? Hey, yo, before we move forward, my man Richard.
What's Richard. Up, everybody?
Richard, ¿cómo estás?
What's happening?
¿Cómo estás, Richard?
Estoy muy bien.
Estás bueno, muy bien.
Bueno, estoy muy bien.
Okay, so before we proceed, I found this for you, Simon. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? I found this shit for
yo,
you.
Yo, I'm ready if you're ready.
Hey, yo, I just found this shit just for you. You.
For you.
You. Tiny little pickles in your ear. Don't stop the bitches cause your ear. Look into my ball sack. Diggly-gack. Pass the mic, y'all. To the beat, y'all.
We bring it back.
You
that's
don't.
Liberty slap on the shit. I got my mustard stain on the armpit. Yo, I just do what I do, yo, because that's me. I go to D-Town Burgers, get a burger with cheese.
And you don't stop. You don't quit. I get my shit. With a double slice of cheddar cheese, you don't say motherfucker, please. Give me a slice of the raw onion on the motherfucking cheese.
I get my fat burger with the onions and the pickles. I got that big dickle that I stick up in the middle.
Siddly dickle, boom, bickle.
everyone can suck it.
Yo, we gotta work on that shit. That's the imperial hip hop.
Yo,
instrumental shit.
Yeah, dude.
We gotta work on that. That was I was thinking in honor of, you know, Star Wars episode 5078 that's coming, you know. Coming to the forefront of the cultural epicenter of the United States.
When's
of America.
That launching? Do you know?
Oh, I think it's 2016 or 2017. Or
what's
maybe,
that? Star Wars?
Yeah, the next
December 2015.
2015. Thank you.
Very soon.
Yeah. Anyway, they got the original cast and crew. You know, minus a few. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are going to be a lot less than they were. Carrie Fisher lost like 35 pounds so far. She's got a few
well,
more to go.
Well, she was a lot less than what she became, and now she's trying to go back to
exactly.
The way she was.
Yeah. Well, she was really heavy, though, but recently she's lost 35.
Well, she wasn't heavy when she was the original Princess
Leia. No, not at all.
Uh-uh. Well, one thing I saw online that I thought was really cool is this one, they're actually building sets again and not just doing all that computer-generated horseshit, dick, cock-sucking stuff that they do. I'm
yeah,
so sick of all that
the
graphics.
Original.
I understand that there are people out there that like the graphics, typically people that... don't have girlfriends and hang out and think they're wizards and play magic cards and shit. And I support that. I support those people. But the old Star Wars,
personally,
where they made the sets, was so cool looking.
Yeah. That movie was groundbreaking, trend-setting, fucking vaginal crack opening. That shit was the nucleus to all sorts of other fucking films to come after that. But... we're not going to get too crazy into that. I remember when I came out of the theater. It was 1977. I remember when I came out of the theater. I had my imaginary fucking lightsaber. And as a Puerto Rican, I was like, boom, Vroom, and you know,
he was on acid.
That was your light machete.
It was 77. He was on acid. He came out.
Yo,
in Fu Manchu.
In true typical fucking Puerto Rican fashion, my mom said, chill the fuck out or I'm going to hit you with a flip-flop. And you're going to fucking see what true Jedi powers are.
Yeah, exactly.
She fucking cock-blocked my whole experience.
Man.
You know what I mean?
That's brutal.
Anyway, I opened up the show with some gunshots and and a little ice cream drink. I gotta do that again. That shit was dope. That shit was dope. I have to do that shit again, please. Yeah, because I wanted to, you know, touch on a couple of things that we've been talking about in the past couple of weeks. But I just wanted to, you know, touch base, not to get into a full blown like debate or argument, but just to, you know, just you know, put a little fucking cayenne pepper on what we were talking about, which was, you know, gun control and not really gun control. We were talking about that thing that happened in Santa Barbara. A couple weeks back, and you know, and that opened up the discussion of gun control, and you know, having to have some let me reiterate, some sort of regulation or control, just some. I'm not saying take away America's rights, but I don't think we have enough, and I think that's what it was, and we got into this whole debate.
Well, you know, as we're sitting here tonight, only about a few short hours ago, yeah, up in Seattle at Pacific Lutheran University, there was a shooting, and you know those Lutherans, you know,
yeah,
get a couple drinks in them,
yep,
grab a pistol,
yeah, and they start Lutheran, yeah,
yeah.
You get those Lutherans, then they start with their fucking, you know, they start Lutheran,
yeah, like Luther Vandross, no. Not like, yeah, that. That's more loving.
Blah, blah. Fuck you! I'm Lutheran! Fuck you! Yeah, that's what happens.
Shit's out of control.
But anyway, let me just... So it was in Isla Vista is where it was, which is not far from you... the
Santa Barbara.
The University of California, Santa Barbara. So, not less than a week after that happened, you have deputies discover huge stash of guns and ammunition in UC Santa Barbara student home. Let me read what happened. Deputies seized 7 guns, 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and high-capacity assault rifle magazines from a 21-year-old UC Santa Barbara student's Isla Vista apartment this week after he accidentally fired a gun through his neighbor's wall. The cases aren't connected, but it's a little unsettling given that this incident comes on the heels of Elliot Rogers' mass killing spree in Isla Vista. Isla Verde is in Puerto Rico, by the way. I just had a little Freudian Puerto Rican slip there, you know. Isla Vista last Friday, which is a couple weeks ago, that left 6 dead and 13 injured. His spree has rocked that tight-knit community and renewed debates about tightening gun control laws. Anyway, deputies arrived at the 6500 block of Pardale Road around 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday after they received a report from a resident there that a gunshot went through the wall of his home. According to a press release from the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department, they questioned his neighbor, Kevin Tim, who told them that he was playing with his Glock 17 handgun and accidentally fired it.
Just an accident.
Yeah. You know,
who cares?
Because usually when I jerk off, I just touch the Glock and it just accidentally just happens to go off.
Yeah, a little,
you know,
Glock,
I mean?
Cock. Never okay, hurt
so,
anyone.
So I'm not going to continue with the article because it's kind of redundant.
Well, what's interesting about the article is the deputies see 7 guns, 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and high-capacity assault magazines that he had legally.
That's that. Thank you. That is what I'm talking about. Okay, that's
it. Yo, what you talking about,
yo,
son?
Hey, yo. Brigg-dicky-dick-dack and you don't stop. Brigg-dicky-clack-clack and you wanna pop?
Yo, tell him what you talking about.
I'm talking about the click-click-clack-clack. Coo-poo. You don't stop. What I'm talking about is, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You guys last week, you took the fucking stance of, you know, if everybody had more guns, things would be safer. Yeah, that's whatever. But my thing is, this guy's 21 years old. What the fuck do you need 7 guns? 1,000 rounds of ammunition, a high-capacity assault rifle magazines. What, you're 21.
Why not, dude? What are you going to do when the zombies
why
come?
Why do people need five cars? Why do people, you know, he's a gun enthusiast. Okay, now, he's a gun enthusiast. Now, he likes guns. Why do people need like five train sets?
Check this out. He's not a gun enthusiast. He's a gun dumb fuck is what he is.
Because if he should have been a lot more careful.
If he was gun enthusiast, he wouldn't have his guns.
He's a dumb enthusiast.
He wouldn't have his guns and 1,000 rounds of ammunition in his closet while he's jerking off or fucking playing with his ball sack. Okay, if he was a gun enthusiast, he'd have those things locked up and he'd be somewhere in the woods where he'd actually be able to shoot them somewhere. A fucking metropolis near a fucking university where something ridiculous just
happened.
And
there are people like that, though. You're acting like everybody is like this kid.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
it doesn't matter.
I want to know
it's
this.
It's like not everybody eats their McDonald's the same
It doesn't
way.
Matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't. What matters is that, like Simon said, all of this was legal. Why or how is it that you can actually gain access to this type of shit legally?
I got a better question.
That's the problem.
Question. How is it the police can confiscate it if it's legal?
The reason why they confiscated it is
because he was in violation of having clips that held too many bullets.
The reason they confiscated it is because he accidentally shot through the thing. So now he's a suspect for fucking criminal insanity and he needs to be taken in.
Yeah, that could be an accident. He was cleaning the gun or this
it doesn't
and that.
Matter.
It happens all the time.
It doesn't matter.
The real reason why he's fucked is because he has clips that carry a lot more bullets.
High capacity magazines.
So he shouldn't have had those.
Right.
You know,
but you know what?
He should have been penalized for mishandling his weapon.
But in all fairness to him, you never know, right? Because you may want to go into a McDonald's and order a fucking Whopper with cheese.
And then go Whopper!
And have the guy tell you that it's McDonald's, they only sell Big Macs. And he goes, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I want a fucking Whopper. And just fucking take his high-capacity magazines and spray everybody. You never know.
He told the cops that he was playing with his Glock 17.
Right.
How do you play with it?
Right.
Like, do you play hide and seek? Put it behind the couch cushion and you're like, warmer, colder. Like, what do you do when you play with it? Do you put a little skirt on it, like a ball?
That's big off.
He was playing army. Sometimes people just don't grow up. He was playing army.
Yeah.
And he was rolling around on the floor with his fucking gun, doing dive rolls.
He was making a fortress out of his couch cushions.
It's unfortunate it couldn't have just, like, shot him in the foot so he'd really look like
something?
An asshole.
I'll tell you something. There's something wrong. That's all I'm saying. There's something wrong with everybody, though. No. There's something wrong, Rich. There's something wrong. I don't give a fuck.
There's something wrong
with
everything.
There's something wrong with that picture.
There's some cock-infested
21-year-old has a Glock. Dude, let me tell you something.
What are you going to do when the zombies come, huh? Throw a
What I'm
going to
do is I'm going to jerk off some Puerto Rican Chapang right in their motherfucking forehead. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to grill some burgers in the backyard. You know what I mean? Because I don't give a fuck about no zombies. I'm going to be like, yeah, come into my motherfucking house, yeah. Anyway, so here's the second thing. Here's the second bit of craziness, all right? Sales of gun silencers to U.S. civilians jumped 37% last year to nearly 500,000, up from 360,000 in 2012 and 285,000 in 2011. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the devices are now so popular that there's currently a 9-month waiting period for registration approval.
I thought you couldn't have a silencer. What happened?
Dude, you're on the other side of the fence. Don't fucking start asking, you know, logical questions, okay? According to you, everyone should have a gun. And if you're going to have a gun, if I might add, you should have a silencer. Because if you accidentally are playing with your gun, you don't want your neighbor to get upset if your bullet rips through his fucking wall.
Yeah. You don't want to give him a heart attack by the sound. People get so uptight. People get so uptight. You don't want to give him a heart attack before he gets shot.
Right. You just
want to
hear.
You want the bullet to do the job, not the fucking sound.
You just want to hear. And then you want to see some fucking hot molten lead fly off his fucking pans or something. Or in his case, since his name, he's in a
people
college.
Get so uptight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't ask no fucking retarded question. Hold on.
Let me bring something to it.
Okay, bring it.
All right. Now, let me just... You had a couple of facts
bring
in
it.
There. Okay,
but
great.
But you get one fact, motherfucker. Because we're not arguing.
No, I understand, but you know...
We're not here for
Naples
facts.
The Naples News. We're here for jokes.
Go ahead.
The Naples News. Go to naplesnews.com /news, blah, blah, blah.
This
was back in 2013.
Naples, Florida?
Which, by the way,
or
the
Naples,
first,
Naples.
This statistic was CNN.com, and the last one that I read was out of NBC News Los Angeles.
All right. It starts off in this so-called gunshine state, home to the most gun permits. This is Florida, the gunshine state.
This is Florida.
Florida.
Yo, are we talking about Naples, Italy?
Can
or
I
Naples,
read this?
Florida? Hold on.
Here. Home to the most gun permits. Home to the most gun permits in the country. Firearm violence has fallen to the lowest point on record.
Right.
As state and national legislature consider gun control laws in the wake of last month's Connecticut school shooting, Florida finds itself in a gun violence depression. The firearm-involved violent crime rate has dropped 33% between 2007 and 2011, while the number of issued concealed weapon permits rose nearly 90% during that time, state records show.
Well, what that article fails to tell you is that Naples, Florida is 95% white and Republican. So they all have guns. So they're
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive. And they're not going to whip out their guns to shoot each other. So it's not a problem. You take those statistics to a different part of Florida, like Orlando, where you have blacks and Latinos, and you'll see what the statistics would be with white Republicans with armed and legally fucking
so what you're saying is that Florida is the state that should have this law, and then other areas shouldn't have this law because of the racial makeup of the area.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that we statistics, as you know, can be fudged.
Exactly. Here's another interesting statistic.
No,
and this
move
goes
on.
In your favor.
No, I don't want one in my favor. We got to move on because we got to get to the crux of our show.
The crutch of our show.
Well, we got to go into the. We got to go into the crux of it. But one last statistic, not related to gun control, but related to.
Affirmative action
that we were talking about last week, which, by the way, I was listening to one of our debates that we had, and we were talking in a previous show when if you remember, I brought forth the issue that Seinfeld was being criticized because on his show, driving in cars, getting coffee with comedians, however the fuck the name of the show is, that he was accused of just having white comedians on a show. And we were talking about how...
white people drink more coffee.
No, we were talking
about
how...
White people drive more cars.
He should be able to have whatever fucking comedians he wants on a show. And we were talking about the word affirmative action came into play there. So... This is just a spinoff of the last couple of episodes that we were talking about affirmative action and the Michigan, the Supreme Court passing the 2012 ban on affirmative action in college admissions that just happened a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. So this is a statistic from the Harvard Crimson. This is a Harvard University newspaper. So the 2023 students Harvard University accepted for the class of 2018 are the most diverse in the school's history. African-American students make up 11.9% of the admitted students, Hispanics 13%, and Asians 19.7%. This has nothing to do with affirmative action. This has to do with actual qualification of being able to be accepted. So there you go. All right?
There you go.
So that, I just wanted to bring that forth. So all of us, you know, minorities that want to like hold on to, you know, old views of, you know, we need to have a certain amount of a percentage of jobs and this and that, college admissions reserved for us or whatever. You need to think above and beyond the box. You know what I mean? You need to go and get your shit and get it no matter what the fuck, however the fuck. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to episode 48. This is episode 49 and listen to our discussion on Maya Angelou. Okay? Just listen to that. Big the fuck up, you motherfucker! Big up, you fucker! Big the fuck up to all you poor eating McDonald's French fry licking motherfucker, ya! Big up to all ya, don't give a shit about everybody else's equal rights! Big up for all your racist white motherfuckers in Naples, Florida! Hanging out with legitimate guns! All right, stop fucking around. Today, I mean, we have a pretty interesting debate, not debate, but subject. As you may or may not have heard, there was a gentleman just to give him the benefit of the doubt. Personally, I think he's a fucking degenerate, but...
He's gentle now because he's dead.
Well, he's a degenerate. He was a fucking ruthless... senseless, not giving a fuck about anybody's life, mm-hmm. individual, American. So let me just read a little bit of this and we'll get into it. This is this has to do with legalized execution by lethal injection in America. In other words, the death penalty. And so basically what happened is that this one guy, Clayton Lockett, they were not able to get their lethal injection medication, aka execution medication formula, down. And as a result, when they injected this degenerate fuck, he squirmed for about 30 or so minutes, maybe 43 minutes. And, you know, all the liberals, and I say this, man, because I don't mean to say all the liberals versus Republicans, because everything comes down to fucking black or white liberals, Republicans. But it always seems to be all these fucking pro-right liberal motherfuckers that come yelling and screaming about rights, right? About this guy's rights, that's wrong. How he was, you know, if you're going to kill, you know, this guy's, you know, you didn't kill him properly. It was inhumane and all this other stuff. And I get it. But it doesn't apply here. Let me read this. 15 years ago, Clayton Lockett committed a heinous crime, said Scott Martell in LATimes.com. And last week, so did the state of Oklahoma. Sentenced to die by lethal injection, Lockett, 38, was strapped to a gurney and injected with a new, untried cocktail of lethal drugs. Rather than slip into unconsciousness, Lockett writhed, grunted, and bucked in obvious agony. At one point, saying, "Man!" as he tried to get up. After 20 minutes, embarrassed officials lowered the curtains around the death chamber and then announced that the execution would be postponed due to vein failure.
Apparently, the following execution will not be seen in its entirety.
Apparently, the drugs didn't properly reach his bloodstream, but Lockett died anyway of a massive heart attack after 43 minutes of agony. Lethal injection was meant to be the humane alternative to the firing squad, the gallows, and the electric chair, said Austin Surratt in thedailybeast.com. But about 7% of lethal injections have been botched, making it the worst method of execution since the 19th century. The number of states actively executing prisoners has dwindled to 9. Maybe the horror of Lockett's death will finally convince the holdouts that no technological magic bullet can civilize this inherently barbaric practice.
Look, I'm still a big proponent that executions need to be performed in strip malls. You know, and like in outdoor strip malls.
Like open, so your for, kids a Justin, to keep open for a Justin Bieber concert. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I've already expressed, you know, my who gives a fuck that he writhed in pain for fucking 43 minutes. At that point, the way I see it, they should have said, hold on a second. the humane way is not working. It's not working. Hold, just give us a couple of minutes. At that point, what they should have done, they should have got some of those Republicans from Naples, and they should have brought them in.
With their
and
guns.
They should have just... Fuck you, you cocksucker. Fuck you and your fucking degenerate fucking sperm, the origin of where you were fucking born. Fuck you, okay? That's how I feel about that. You know, you're talking about fucking humane way. Let me explain to you what this guy did. Let me explain to you. I'm going to tell you, and I got some, and I got some actual recording of it. Actually, let me see if I can play it right off the bat.
Well, you know, I think you're onto something.
Hold on. Let me see if it plays. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I think you're onto something because, you know, on one hand, we have people on death row and we need to find a nice way to kill them. On the other hand, we have kids in community colleges with Glock 17s that want something to shoot. You take the kids from the college, you line them up, and you shoot, you know, you could sign up. You could win in a raffle. Like, now you... The Naples, Florida, you know, county raffle.
Yeah.
You're raffling you off kill somebody. A prisoner today.
Yeah, I mean, well, who doesn't? Well, what white guy doesn't want to shoot us?
Let me tell you. Because you really get him out
well,
of the woodwork.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Dangle the carrot.
They actually have a video of him, being admitting what he did. Let me just see because the video is going to come up and it's going to start talking. But give me a second.
It's going to start with a headache.
Yeah, it's going to start.
It's going to start with a headache.
Let me tell you what this guy did. Okay, so this woman, this girl, Stephanie Neiman, right? She's fucking 19 years old, okay? Friends of Stephanie Neiman have no sympathy for her convicted killer, Clayton Lockett. The Oklahoma death row inmate who writhed and groaned during his execution Tuesday, a sentence he received for shooting and burying alive the 19-year-old woman some 15 years ago, okay? Stephanie Neiman was beat up. She was shot. She was thrown in a grave when she was still alive. Okay, this is what happened. Let me play his matter of fact fucking you know his confession. Oh, we got a loan. I love it. Whenever you set
you got
up
an ad for a loan.
Yeah. Whenever you set up a.
Oh, turn that up. I need a loan.
It's unbelievable.
Call 1-800 Shark.
I'm alone.
Call 1-800 Loan Shark.
Okay, hold on. It's coming up.
Courtney Francisco witnessed the botched execution Tuesday. Today, Courtney, you obtained the records that outline the chilling details of the crime.
Yeah, Linda, I picked it up today here at the Attorney General's office. There are a lot of pages detailing more than a decade Lockett spent behind bars. A DVD came with it, and when I watched that, I heard Lockett describe the horrific way he killed Neiman that night. Smoking a cigarette, Clayton Lockett is very matter-of-fact about how he and two other men buried Stephanie Neiman alive.
Oh, I could hear her breathing, you know what I'm saying, and crying and everything.
Just 2 days earlier, Lockett explains how he, his best friend Sean Mathis, and cousin Alfonso Lockett broke into a man's home to rob him. That man was Bobby Bourne.
I had a shotgun in my hand, and I popped him in the head with the barrel. And he looked and seen the shotgun and calmed down. He said, just don't kill me. He said, you can do what you want to do. Just don't kill me and don't kill my son.
The men began ransacking Bourne's home. Then Neiman pulled into the driveway to drop off her friend.
I said, let's take them out of the country and leave them. And everybody said, no, we can't do that, because we're still going to get caught. So I said, well, the only thing we can do is take them to the country and kill them.
Bourne and the other woman, whose name we are protecting, promised not to tell on the three criminals, but Neiman, Lockett claims, refused to keep quiet.
I couldn't convince her for nothing in the world not to tell.
He shot her twice with a sawed-off shotgun and watched the other men bury her. Photos inside his prison file show that grave circled in red. also in the file, a glimpse of his time on death row. He was caught with prison shanks and fought up until the day of his execution when guards ended up tasing him because he refused to leave his cell.
Are we got to answer questions about anything else other than executions?
The director of prisons walked out on reporters Thursday who wanted more information on the botched procedure.
Do you still wish to go on with this interview?
To this day, the only details we have came from Lockett 15 years ago and those who suffered his heinous crimes.
Well, I got a question.
Go ahead.
If a guy points a shotgun in his head and says, are you going to call the police? What do you do? Yeah, yeah. No, the answer is no. The guy said you call the police.
There's a time to stand your ground. I'm not saying it's her fault or anything like that.
First of all, we're not dealing with the sharpest knife in the drawer. First of all, they were three black guys. She's a 19-year-old. She's a little on the hefty side. Maybe she's, you know, tired of being. Maybe she's racist. Maybe she's like, fuck these black motherfuckers.
Maybe she got chili cheese sauce leaking into her cerebral.
Who knows? That's not what we're going to debate here, right?
Because
basically, medulla oblongata, gotta, cerebellum.
I'm saying, listen.
A cerebellum, don't stop. What dilemma?
If a guy points a shotgun at your friend and says, you going to call the cops? And they say no. And then he points it at a girl and says, are you going to call the cops? She says no.
I understand.
And then he points it at you and says, are you going to call the cops? And you say, yeah.
No.
Wrong answer.
What you don't understand is that that dude went in to collect, as you heard, an unpaid debt. This girl, Neiman, was driving her coworker home. Her coworker goes inside. They rape her coworker. They coerce her coworker to call her inside. Neiman goes inside. They want her to give them her keys to her truck. She says no. Let me tell you something. At that point, dude, I'm not saying if it was me, I'd say I'll suck your dick. Fuck it. You know what I mean? No big deal. But that doesn't take away from the fact that this dude and the other two guys did what they did, right?
Absolutely.
And what we're talking about here is this degenerate fuck.
Have you ever sucked a dick at gunpoint? That could be thrilling. That could be something that
people are into nowadays. I've never sucked a dick at gunpoint, but I'm going to tell you something. If that's one of the last things that I have to do in my life before I go, I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Because, I mean, you haven't lived. You know what I'm saying?
You really haven't lived.
No, you got to try everything once.
Exactly. Even at gunpoint.
But no one wants that in the coroner report. Well, he was blowing the culprit. When authorities arrived.
No one wants that in the coroner report.
Well, here's the thing. But then you get these liberal left wing, because everything in America is either black or white. Either we have some sort of gun reform or no. Everybody should have their guns whipped out at work every day just in solidarity so we can show everybody that it's all right.
Listen, I agree with you 100%. The problem
Don't backpedal now, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm listening.
Let's make this an equal opportunity show. Let the white guy talk a little bit.
The white guy gets to talk all the time, man.
Uh-huh, on the ride over here.
But hold on. I'm going to let you listen. But then...
You're going to let me listen.
At gunpoint while you blow.
What I'm saying is it's either all or nothing, right? So either we have all fucking death penalty or none. And of course, we don't have anybody that's... We don't have all for death penalty. So we got to push everybody to none. When this is clearly a case that who gives a fuck if he's slithered?
You're dragging him behind a horse.
They should have had... I personally think that if you get caught and you are tried and found guilty of that crime, right? Murdering somebody with a shotgun and buried alive, he should have to experience the same thing. I'm sorry. Why should I have to fucking pay? Why should the citizens of Oklahoma that pay taxes, that pay, work really hard, why should they support this fuck for fucking 15 years in jail? Why? Answer me that, Rich.
The punishment should fit the crime. You get raped.
What's wrong with that? That goes along the lines of you saying everyone should have a gun.
You blow someone at gunpoint. Right. And then you get buried alive.
Yeah.
This is what I think. And then we all go for tacos. Okay.
We're going to listen to Rich.
Listen to this because this is more
listen
of a
happy. Listen to the Republican white guy. Okay?
This is, far from that. But listen, this is what's not going to happen. I really don't understand. And maybe you guys can help me out.
Shed some light.
But why? Fuck it. People don't want him dead. People do want him dead. Why? Who would be against making this motherfucker do hard time breaking rocks out in the hot sun, and then the money, you know, they earn a little bit of
money.
Listen. Why don't they fucking make them do that for their... I'm going to tell you right now.
Because we don't need rocks, okay? America doesn't need rocks.
Make them earn it. Listen, what... Look, you fucking die, you die, you're done, that's it, okay? You die nicely and swiftly, then it's better for him. But
you
listen, if you kill him in a really bad way, like you shoot him in the fucking in the head or a botched fucking injection or whatever. Right. Oh, he had to die. It took him 43 minutes to die instead of 15 seconds, right? Who gives a fuck? No. Why don't you fucking make this guy wish he was dead? Why don't you make him do some hard fucking shit fucking labor? What's wrong with that?
No, I'll tell you what you do.
What's wrong with that? No, listen.
This is how
and
you kill
people. That's the happy medium on this because he's not enjoying his life. He's not sitting in a cell. He's not sitting stamping out license plates. He's doing some hard fucking labor. Somehow make him clean the fucking sewers. Do some fucking shit that nobody else will do, so you're not taking jobs away from anybody, but you're fucking making his life fucking miserable.
No, what you
don't
do
give
is,
him a TV. You give him a newspaper once a month. So you can catch up on what happened.
No. This is what you do.
Yeah, make
you
clean
take
soil.
A guy like this.
Yeah, man. Seriously.
You take a guy like this.
Why shorten his life? Make it miserable.
Can I tell you something?
What's the problem with that?
Because the problem is, again, you know, there's a few problems with that, right? The system is going to give you a term for your crime, right? So you're going to get a sentence, right? 20 to life, 10, 5 to 10, right? And those crimes... We can sit here and argue all day what's wrong with that, why shouldn't he get this, or whatever.
Everybody wants eye for an eye, tooth for tooth.
Well, the system is on death row. That's the system.
So don't put him on death row.
Why?
Reorganize the whole thing so that death row is not death row.
I agree. Don't put him on death row. You fucking get an admitted confession like he did, take him out back in the country, shoot him. Over.
But if you really want some fucking justice on these people... Yeah. Make them suffer. Because they're not suffering when they're dead.
Listen.
Not even though they suffer for 43 minutes. This woman,
who knows?
Here's
the problem with that. You got to pay for his meals.
You
got to pay for his electricity. You
got
to pay for a cop to watch him. What you do is, this is what you do.
Okay,
you both got it wrong. No, you got it wrong.
It costs more for an inmate.
You both have a point, but you know why? Because the United States of America's justice system needs white, fat, fucking black and white Republican and Republicans and retarded motherfuckers to work the cell, to work the correctional
facilities. No, you guys got it wrong.
Yeah, so it'll make jobs.
Right.
It'll give jobs back to the community. Listen.
Fuck the jobs in the community.
Really, it's what, $300,000 for the average time that per inmate while they're on death row. You know, it costs less to put somebody for a life term in prison.
It costs less to shoot them right then and there.
It sure does. But you know what? Because there's so much bullshit in this country about, we got to give them time or whatever. You know, the wait isn't that long. It doesn't take that long to figure out how to kill somebody.
Well, it's not the wait. It's that you have these, again, this pro and con.
Yeah, they appeal.
The bullshit. My man just fucking admitted in fucking video, okay?
When you get that, then you pull the fucking trigger. Somebody should just walk in and pull the trigger. Fine.
Anyway,
I'll agree to that.
You guys got it wrong.
Anyway.
What you do is this.
What do you do,
Simon? Take him down to the mall.
What do you do,
Simon?
You
park outside Forever 21. You get a crowd. You do a sale at Jamba Juice. You bring your kids. Parents, you bring your kids down. You show your kids this is what happens when you fuck up. You want to know how to stop kids from shooting up their colleges? You have an execution. You outside the Forever 21 or the Express. You do a big sale. You know, you get your Jamba Juice. You get early. You sit your kids down and you watch and you kill the guy at the mall. No, bullshit happens at the mall. We need some real things at the mall. You take them.
That's
public
it.
Executions. That's what you do.
That's it.
You heard it here.
You gotta do.
They used to do that. They would do that in the middle of the town square. Okay. They fucking hang you and draw and quarter you.
Let me give you.
Yeah. Those are the days.
Yeah. Let me give you, you get frappuccinos.
Let me give you the reason.
I'm on board with that.
The reason why this whole thing came about in the first place. So let's go back. So the botched execution was because we don't have the proper concoction, the proper cocktail to inject the proper execution medication or drug to inject these fucks to kill them, as per...
So you're telling me Pfizer, who can make our dicks hard, can't make somebody die with a fucking cocktail?
No. What I don't understand is heroin overdose happens to be the number one cause of death amongst retarded white Americans, right? So why don't you get a couple of Latino heroin dealers, put them in the execution room. Now, the biggest problem here is that the guy was suffering, right? Shoot him up with 8 bags of fucking heroin.
He'll be howling all the way to his
death. Shoot him up with 8 bags. Hey, listen here, man. Listen here, boy. Listen here, boy. I got some of that crispy griddle fucking heroin. I'm going to shoot you up with tray bags, and you're going to feel like a motherfucking king.
Yeah, I got that blue unicorn shit.
Mira, papi.
Check it.
Mira, papi. Lo que yo te estoy diciendo es que yo tengo la cosa de manteca pura, papi. Yo tengo la cosa pura, papi. Yo te doy un poquito de esta manteca, brother, y ¡fuápete! Tú te vas a ir, pero te vas a ir bien lejos, papi. All the way.
Yeah, the reason Pfizer is not going to want to create a drug that's a lethal injection is the whole point of Pfizer pharmaceuticals is you get them hooked for the rest of their life. There's no repeat customer.
Right.
Oh, there's plenty of
you're done. Once there's, you die, you're done. No
there's
more
plenty
customers.
Of repeat customers. Viagra, they're lining
back.
Up.
Right, you come
they're
back.
They're lining it up. Right. In fact, Pfizer should fucking start a campaign and get some lobbyists, to the White House. You know, to Congress to speed up the process to kill everybody.
Hi. Do you have an inmate that is on death row and hasn't died quick enough? Well, Pfizer has a solution. Kill 'em quick is the new Pfizer drug. Get it at your local pharmacy. Your inmate can't afford it. It's not contraband. Bring it inside.
Killing him softly with his song. Killing him softly.
So here you go. This is interesting. This is interesting why America can't get those drugs, okay? So a big reason that last week's execution in Oklahoma was botched is that the new secretive combination of drugs evidently failed to kill convicted murderer Clayton Lockett. And the big reason Oklahoma and other states have been scrambling to find new lethal combinations or suppliers is that in 2011, the European Commission slapped a Europe-wide ban on exporting pentobarbital, sodium thiolpentol, and 6 other barbiturates to the U.S. because they might be used for capital punishment.
And Pop Rocks.
You're fucking retarded. Because they might be.
You shoot them up with pixie sticks.
You can't get Pop Rocks anymore.
Because they might be used for capital punishment, torture, or other cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. In case that wasn't a clear enough message, EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton was explicit. The decision today contributes to the wider EU, European Union, that is, efforts to abolish the death penalty worldwide. That decision followed ones by Britain and other countries, plus individual drug companies to stop selling potential execution drugs to the U.S. So the main reason is that. And the reason this particular article, I'm not going to go into it because it's kind of dense. It goes on to say that these unions are more Christian, pro-Christian than the United States, and they don't believe in execution or capital punishment. So in 2011, they got together and they said, "We're not selling the United States any of this stuff."
Yeah, well, there's a vigorous debate among Christians about whether or not Jesus Christ would support the death penalty and whether they should support the death penalty, not taking into account the fact that probably the most famous death penalty recipient was Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus coming back and be like, "Yeah, I think that was a good idea."
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's the matter with you people?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, puppy. I come back from the dead. Because Jesus is Puerto Rican, where I come from. You know what I mean? Jesus is an old heroin addict. Right?
In your head, does Jesus have a Puerto Rican accent?
Oh, no. Growing up in my head, Jesus was a heroin addict. Listen, Papi. Let me tell you something, okay? They kill me incorrectly, okay, Papi? Because I didn't do nothing, okay? I didn't do nothing. I tried to give the bread. I tried to give the wine. I tried to keep everybody in line. I broke the sea in half. I made them walk every fucking thing. And they still kill me, okay?
That's hilarious. Like,
I don't believe in the death penalty, okay?
Yeah. Like, gosh, if I were Jesus, what way would I want to kill
this Lockett motherfucker? Well, that's what that article goes on to say. Well, that article...
It's the dumbest question ever. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what the article says. Yeah. And they break it down statistically by white evangelist Protestants, by religious groups and ethnic groups and age groups. And at the end of the day, it comes down to say that the European nations are more Christians... Put it this way. The European nations believe that Jesus would not support the death penalty, even though America have more faith in Jesus. They have a higher religious faith and commitment to Jesus. They're in America.
What is it? 55% of Christians support the death penalty in America.
It's torn. That's what the article says.
But people say they're Christian or Catholic and they do some fucked up shit. At least in Europe, they have more humanity. Yeah. They understand. They're a little more real time humanity. Yeah. Like, I'm Christian. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm Christian.
Fuck you.
And they fucking whack their kids. You know, come on.
Yeah, but let's not forget about
that. Fuck you. I am Persian.
Fuck you. I'm Christian.
But let's not forget the fact that Europe has historically had a really large problem with executions.
Are you kidding me?
I.e. Spanish Inquisition.
Spain, in the name of God, they were the most fucking ravishing, torturous, evil motherfuckers. Yeah,
they were some creative motherfuckers
for 5 years.
Which raises the question, if what kind of torture would Jesus endorse? Would Jesus want you on the rack? Would Jesus want fingernails ripped off? Like, what? If Jesus were here, what would be his method of torture?
Listen, we have a very high Jesuit and Jesus following to Nestorius Public Radio, so let's try to keep the religious undertones.
And by high, we mean they're really high.
Well, no, I did the statistics.
When we say we have a really high...
No. I did the statistics, and there's about 35% of our listeners are Christians. So, you know, in all fairness, we want to respect them.
But my point is, it's a ridiculous argument. Jesus would not support torture. Jesus would not support the death penalty.
Even mercy killings, I don't think he would. What's ridiculous is that
we're in America, and we're going to wrap this up. Okay, so the European Union does not want to sell us execution drugs. Going back to what you said.
You throw them off a cliff like in Greece.
Are you serious? So basically, the only legal FDA-approved drugs can only come from authorized drug pharmaceutical manufacturing companies. And as you know, in the United States, none of them would ever touch this. That's why we're going over there. So why can't the fucking judicial system, the correctional facility system, have their own, you know, methodology or their own chemistry department to put it together? I mean, I don't understand what's the big deal. So what? You know what I mean? So what if he fucking, you know, slithers and fucking moans for like a week?
Because then people would be pissed off that we're paying for a department in the judicial system that is working on killing people.
Anyway, you know what? We're gonna revisit this because this is very interesting. The hypocrisy. Because there's more than one hypocrisy thing going on here. You know what I mean? So, you know, no one's going to touch the drugs. No one wants to take responsibility for why and how and should we do this.
It's the hip-hop of hypocrisy.
Hip, 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 you don't stop. Rock it to the tip, the top, top. Licking on my motherfucking balls, you call the cock. Rock it to the big clock, 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 pop.
Call the cops, I just shot my Glock through the window of my motherfucking neighbor's room. Boom, boom, when the cops came, they said, yo, I got the motherfucking ammo.
In stereo. I got a 50-ounce Slurpee. What you gonna do for me? You rock to the beat necessarily, and you wanna say, motherfucker, fuck with me. You hit to the rhythm because it's viciously. Anyway.
Listen, I wasn't ripping on Christians. I was ripping
on
people
that
Jesus would support murder.
No, no, no. We're moving on. We're moving on with that.
We're moving on
with that shit.
We're moving on.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, so we're going to...
So talk about what happened on U.S. Airways.
Yo! What? U.S. Airways. Now this is... Okay. Now, this is a pet peeve of mine. I travel, as you know. I do maybe...
I do things.
I do like, you know...
I go places.
You know, like I do like maybe 10 to 12 round-trip motherfucking transcontinental flizzies. You know what I'm saying? From New York to L.A. Vista.
Yo,
you know
what I mean?
I ride the BQE in from Queens.
You know, from L.I.E. to the O.P.P. from Queens Bridge. You know what I'm saying? To the motherfucking projects down on 105th Street. You know what I mean? But what so let me tell you what happened on US Air. So a cross-country US Airways flight had to make an emergency landing this week because a dog kept pooping in the plane's aisle. Passengers said they got sick from the stench on the US Airways flight 598 that was headed from LA to Philadelphia on Wednesday. They also said that the pup dropped the deuce at least three times. The plane had to land in Kansas City, Missouri, so a crew could clean up the mess. Now, here's the problem I have with these fucks that have pets and the airlines, right? So, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Airlines, the primary purpose for airlines is to transport people, right? From one destination to another, right? Now, do you know that airlines do not have to disclose to you that there are there's a dog or a cat in the same flight as you? I'm not talking about cargo. I'm talking about under your seat, above in the fucking, you know.
So if you have an allergy. Yeah.
So if you have an allergy like asthma,
in the meal.
Well, you may have some sort of death, you know, life-threatening allergy.
Yeah, if you're asthmatic.
You know, you know, motherfuckers are worried about peanut allergies. How about fucking...
Dog shit allergies.
Pit bull shit allergies. Wait,
a lot of what this comes down to is people that need their fucking therapy dogs. Here's the deal. If you need a furry fucking dog, a therapy
or a
animal.
Cat, or a cat.
If you need a therapy animal because you're having trouble coping, can we just agree isn't the right planet for you?
Can I just say something for
this
you?
This isn't the planet for you.
Can I just tell you something? There's something called UPS or FedEx. Put the fucking dog in a container, ship them over fucking night, okay?
People that meet them
at JFK in the baggage fucking aisle, okay?
You take people that need therapy dogs. You take them down to the mall, you bring your kids, you kill them, you line them up, you kill them, let the dog watch, you bring the kids, what do you need a therapy dog for? Hug yourself, just touch yourself if it makes you feel better. Really? You're having that? I can't cope. I need a furry, fuzzy, fuck-face fucking thing to all shit right on the floor of the airplane.
Okay, so I do have a pet peeve about airlines. I do.
A pet poof?
A pet peeve. A
I got a pet peeve because my pet peed on the tarmac of U.S. Airways. So give me my flight back and give me my shit. Oh, got the honey roasted peanuts in. They had to stop and do a landing because the dog shit all over.
Shit. Negroes be acting all fucking wiggly worm on me because I don't let my cat and my dog on the motherfucking transcontinental yee-yo. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we got a couple minutes. I just want to read one more fucking thing. We are going to revisit this because I want to do a discussion about airlines and all the bullshit that they got to do this. But this is hilarious. So in New York, a man, this is fucked up, but it's hilarious. A man allegedly beat his wife to death for serving him vegetarian food.
Yeah, so all you LA folks down to your Trader Joe's and your Whole Foods, this can happen.
So an elderly Pakistani immigrant is on trial in Brooklyn for murdering his wife after she served him a meatless dinner instead of the goat meat he requested.
Where the fuck's the goat meat?
Yeah, prosecutors say Noor Hussein, 75, became violently enraged at his wife over the vegetarian entree and beat her to death in their Brooklyn home.
No,
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I don't want no vegetarian, you fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. You're fucking pussy bitch. Okay, you're fucking pussy bitch.
Well, what's funny is that his lawyer and for his defense is saying cultural sensitivity. Clark, his lawyer, told the jury he comes from a culture where he thinks it's appropriate conduct, where he can hit his wife.
Yeah.
He culturally believed he had the right to hit his wife and discipline his wife. Yeah. Which tells the lawyer...
No, go ahead.
Well, but you know, in a lot of the parts of the world, that's acceptable, and that's bullshit.
But we're in America, right? We're in America, and in Brooklyn, no less, and we stopped doing that back in 50-something when the Dodgers left Brooklyn to L.A. Okay, so this is what I propose.
Where do you even get a goat in Brooklyn? That's what I want to know.
Fuck you!
Where do you find a goat in Brooklyn?
Hey, man, that's my goat. That's my fucking goat.
You can find anything.
This is what we need to do. Get that motherfucking Pakistani bastard and his lawyer, put him in the same room as fucking... all these other death row fucks and clock a dickie. You know what I'm saying?
Hussein allegedly beat his wife to death with a wooden stick they found on the street and used to stir the laundry.
Go ahead. So listen.
We got 30 seconds?
We got 30 seconds.
I'm going to play us out on this, all
play
right?
Us so out, play us out. 30 ready? Seconds. Yeah, 30 seconds. 50 minutes of funk. Anyway, so as Rich prepares this, we're going to wrap it up. Make sure you go to iTunes, go to Nestorius Public Radio, subscribe to our show. Make sure that when you have iTunes, set the preferences to automatically download new episodes. Go to Facebook.com/Nestorius Public Radio. Follow our asses on Twitter, Nestorius NYC. That's at Nestorius NYC.
And you got that shit?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Morning.
The United States Post Office. Glad to be of service.